So if...
Hi, I'm Melinda Crawford, a Scottish fiddler, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando!
Everybody ready? Mm-hmm.
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to another unpredictable episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots Program, depending on where you are listening. I am Amanda Richard, and we've got a... Well, it's chock full of interesting material, including two interviews, one with Eli Lev in the first hour, and one with Avery Bellotta of Damn Tall Buildings in the second hour. But I say let's go ahead and get things stirred up with a Liquor Up song. Here's a song that goes back to 1967, when I was still just a little kid. From the Young Bloods, Earth Music LP.
Well, some folks like whiskey, and whiskey's mighty fine. Some folks like moonshine, Lord, they drink it all the time. My daddy taught me, he said, son, only way to keep your head in line, drink that wine, 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 keep your head stoned all the time. That's what he said. Look at them luscious little bottles sitting up on the shelf. Red, green, and yellow, Lord, they are something else. Snort a rhubarb pour, really ring the bell. Then a glass of muscatel, set my head up with my own. Finish with a bottle of cheapest sherry wine, I say goodbye to my mind. While the folks around me, yeah, sis, don't stop and worry. Fiction business, I don't pay them no mind. Drink of that wine, 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 keep your head stoned all the time. To tell the truth. Say goodbye to my mind. While the folks around me, sis, don't start and walk. Starting yours on. Fighting and hollering. Getting off the shore, yeah. Politics and business.
Little heartbreak, red, red wine, she didn't
time left me on the hook, taking a line. No, she didn't waste no time. A little heartbreak and red, red wine, a wandering through my mind, heart beating like a second line. A little heartbreak and red, red wine. Hand me myself, because I'm someone else. Without her here, without her in between, every thought and melody I'd ever hope to sing, I'll never sing again. A little heartbreak, red, red wine, she didn't waste no time at me on. Just a dream you had, a dream you had you won't fulfill. A jagged little pill, better swallow it again, swallow.
Hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I'm Joe Roland Porter. Get out your breathalyzers because you are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. Richard, blow into this, please.
You got that look in your eye, like you want to say goodbye. That look's been on your face for quite some time. At a party, did last week. You had too much to drink and finally told me what was on your mind. Wine don't lie, you say you're hurting. You say you care for me, but love left you high.
background, you're listening to Scarlet's World from Tom Emanuel's new album, Living in the Light. And that'll be the musical bed. Why tell you about our liquored up set of music? You're on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots program, depending on where you are. We open up with something from the Youngbloods from back in 1967, The Wine Song, from their old LP, Earth Music. Then we heard something new, also on the topic of wine, from Grain Thief, Heartbreak and Red Wine, from their new record, House of the Dog. Then after the PSA, you heard Dale Watson doing Wine Don't Lie, from his record, I Hate These Songs. I think that came out in 1997. And then we went back to the 1940s for Hank Williams, doing a solo demo of There's a Tear in My Beer. Come up next is a conversation I recorded recently with Eli Lev, who will be coming to Pittsburgh for Sunny Hill Live on October 24th. And remember, whenever I play these interviews with musicians, do what you can to support live music wherever you're listening, whether it be Chattanooga, Tennessee, Negaunee, Michigan, Newark, Delaware, wherever it might be. Now, let's see. Eli Lev is a really interesting guy. He's from the Silver Spring, Maryland area. We had a great conversation, but we're going to be starting the conversation off with one of his songs, Where We Come From.
I took my backpack off coming home from class, opened up my homework, I had to ask my mom and dad where we come from. They sat me down and smiled at me, took out some old photos to let them breathe and said, this is who we are and all we've done. It's the story of where we come from. My mom said, son, we come from a long line of workers. Most folks never heard of us, but that don't make us any less. We spun the cotton that most people wore. We built bridges after the war. Life back then was a lot more work than fun. Yeah, and that's where we come. Took my hand and looked into my eyes and said, son, now let me tell you about my side. He said, we come from a long line of survivors. We escaped the fires, but they're still burning around the world. We made the shoes that most people wore. We built a city from a hardware store. Life back then was always on the run. Yeah. We come from a long line of workers. Most folks never heard of us, but that don't make us any less. We spun the cotton that most people wore. We built the bridges after the war. Life back then was a lot more work than fun.
and it makes it into a ball about that big around of cotton. Not yarn. Now, that's not yarn yet. It's just cotton.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard was Eli Lev doing Where We Come From, from his most recent little EP, Our Friends. And that's from a trilogy, is it not?
It is. This is from the Three Worlds trilogy. And howdy, folks. Thanks for having me on, Richard.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us, Eli. I love that song. I particularly like that little tidbit at the end. Who is that talking about making thread out of the cotton?
That is Uncle Ben. Actually, throughout the Past Lives album are the actual voices of my ancestors. My mom found all these cassette tapes of interviews with Uncle Ben, Aunt Evelyn, as they called her, but also my dad's side, who is Eastern European Jewish descent, so Bubby Sarah, and some other relatives as well. So their voices are woven throughout the songs.
That is such a cool song. It's a lot poppier than some of your songs, Where We Come From. It sounds like you had so much fun recording it and writing it.
I did. I actually recorded it in the Hudson Valley and had a really great time with an amazing producer. His name's Taylor Rigg. I worked with him on projects before, but it was a really cool space, you know, like the studio with the carpets and the microphones and the candles, you know, the whole vibe. So it was a really special experience recording it.
I get the sense from a lot of your records that you want to talk about people's lives and get a sense of how we're all part of a community.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think that identity really fascinates me, both personal identity, community identity, as well as national and, you know, identity of humankind. So Past Lives really explores all of those facets. It explores my mom's and dad's side of my own family. It explores our, you know, our national history as well. And also, you know, the legacy that all of our ancestors have left for us.
That sometimes can be so fascinating. I know my mother's family, one side of the family were lawyers, and the other side of the family were policemen and firemen.
Wow. Okay.
just a mile apart from each other in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Yeah. but that kind of stuff is so fascinating because it gives us a sense of who we are, where we came from, and how we all fit together.
Exactly it. Yeah.
Now, we are chatting with you because in addition to having lots of fun music out there, you are going to be coming to Pittsburgh for the Sunny Hill.
Yes.
For the Sunny Hill Live Concert Series at the UU Church of the South Hills at 1240 Washington Road on Friday, October 24th. And the doors open at 7. The concert starts at 7:30. And for more information, folks, you can go to sunnyhill.org and then click on the Sunny Hill Live badge on the page, and you can find it. I think it's really important, though, for all you listeners, wherever you are, Michigan or Kentucky or wherever you're listening to this, go out and support live music and live music series. Right, Eli?
I 100% agree. And all of your favorite artists, they started somewhere. And you can think of it like this. Your favorite artist started in a basement or in a small club or in a small venue somewhere, or just started writing music and sharing it with people. And everybody along the way that supported them allowed that artist to be shared with you. So really, it's almost like paying it forward. So if you like music and you think it's beneficial, going to a live show, getting merch, listening to the artist, sharing that with others actually pays it forward, so other folks can enjoy that music too.
Are you always this disgustingly upbeat?
It's pretty gross. Yeah. But I call my genre, Richard, I call it indie folk poptimism.
And your followers are called levitators.
Yes, we levitate just a few inches off the ground, always.
Yeah. So, well, folks, as you can tell, if you go to an Eli Lev show, particularly if you're in Pittsburgh, the one at Sunny Hill Live on October 24th, you will be entertained. He's not just some wallflower sitting there behind his guitar. one of the things I think is fascinating about your background is you spent some time teaching English to the Navajo Nation.
I did. That was my first occupation. I was a middle school teacher in a small town called Shonto in northern Arizona on the Navajo Nation. I was there for 3 years, and that was actually the inspiration for my Four Directions project. So I learned about the four directions out there, four sacred mountains, four colors. There's different attributes of each direction. And I thought that was a really special way of finding our place in the world. And so my first music project was called The Four Directions, with four EPs, one EP for each direction. And I utilized the native flute in a lot of my songs and performances. And on Past Lives, the song called Echo, it's the first song, utilizes a native flute in it as well.
I know I learned so much about myself and people all around me when I spent several years teaching English as a second language to immigrants and refugees back in the early 1980s.
Whoa, where was that, Richard?
It was when I was a grad student at the University of Missouri in Columbia.
Wow, yeah, it really, really expands our worldview, doesn't it?
It does, because you end up with a totally different perspective.
I think that world, the word that you said, perspective, is really interesting. We grow up in a culture, and not to say that the culture is good or bad, it just is. And a lot of our perspective on the world is shaped by that culture. So there's a huge perspective shift for me when I went out to the Navajo Nation. Instead of progress as being like the most important value, balance and harmony was the most important value. Instead of thinking of things on a timeline as past, present, and future, the perspective shifted so that our ancestors are with us now, along with future generations, the idea of seven generations. So we're all existing in this moment. All of our actions are influenced by the past, and all the future is also influenced by our decisions right now. So it was a huge perspective shift. But I think it really expanded my worldview and really allowed me to spend some time with the indigenous community right here in our own country.
The next track we're going to play for folks is your song, There's a Light, from your EP, True North, which came out in 2021. Is this from one of those four EPs you put out in response to your time at the Navajo Nation?
It is, and I love that you chose this song, because this is essentially the coda at the end of the entire project, and it is kind of like that one moment where it's just a voice and a guitar bringing the whole project together, and it's one of my favorite songs, so it's really cool that you chose it to play.
There's a shadow on the wall of an angel come to call and remind me of what I've always known. She whispers in my ear words I can barely hear, but the meaning I can feel in my bones. There's a peace just outside my window. There's a war raging my door, and there's a light, there's a light. And if I close my eyes and go deep inside, I can see there's a light. There's a light. There's a light.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard was Eli Lev's There's a Light from his 2021 EP, True North. And we are chatting with him because it's always important to support live music wherever you're listening to this conversation, particularly if you are listening to us in Pittsburgh. He will be coming to the Sunny Hill live concert series on Friday, October 24th at the UU Church of the South Hills on 1240 Washington Road down on the Mount Lebanon. And for more information, go to sunnyhill.org. Eli, you better tell people how they can get more information about you and your music.
Absolutely. I think the best place is just my website. You can type in Eli Lev on your Google machine. It's E-L-I space L-E-V. And you'll find my tour dates. You'll find out where you can join and be a levitator as well. And I have all my music ready to be listened to on my website with the lyrics there. So it's just a one-stop shop. And then, of course, if you listen, you know, to music here, then, you know, thanks for playing my music here too, Richard.
I noticed that you have some of your music out in Bandcamp too. What's been your experience between putting music up in Bandcamp, selling it from your website, distributing it through other venues?
Yeah, I really like to be accessible to a variety of folks and how they like to listen to their music. Some folks just like to turn on the radio and be like, hey, DJ, play, you know, make my day. That's what you're here for. And I appreciate that. And some folks, you know, like streaming platforms, my music is on there. But some folks really like to download and support the artist directly when they listen to music. So Bandcamp has been a really good alternative for folks who like to do that. It's also a really good way for me to share music with media, with different venues, different promotion, because there's no login. You just go, you just play it. There's no like kind of commercials or anything. And also my lyrics are there too. So I use Bandcamp as kind of like my, you know, back in the day, people used SoundCloud. Do you remember that, Richard?
Yes.
It's just a great way to host all my music and for people to access it. And if they really want to support, they can purchase as well.
For aspiring musicians, I think it's very inspirational that you are making a living at being a troubadour for positivity.
Yes, I know that people can't see this, but we're actually on a Zoom call, and this is my tour vehicle. We're in my tour van right now. Richard can see the cedar wood-lined interior with the bed in back and a little kitchenette, and heading to my next show. I'm on tour right now, so.
Yeah, don't forget to take the hat off the stove before you start cooking. I had a conversation recently with some people from the music business, and we were talking about there are all sorts of different definitions of success in the music business. I mean, I'm sure you wouldn't object to having the money that comes into an artist like Taylor Swift, but that's not necessarily the only definition of success in the music business, is it?
No, I don't think so. My current personal definition of success is to be present and to enjoy every single step of the journey that is music. From my first show in the corner of a coffee shop in D.C. to, you know, playing the 930 stage in the Kennedy Center to touring the world and Europe and the U.K. Every stop is meant to be treasured, I think. So I'm trying to be present, and it's actually really a wonderful way to be because, you know, it's very easy in the music industry to like feel that we're less than or not good enough or that we should be doing more or having more, as it is in life really too. So it's kind of been a spiritual exercise to enjoy every show, enjoy every moment on the road, enjoy every Walmart parking lot that I sleep in, you know, enjoy every encore, and really just kind of be in the space of being a full-time musician.
But that also means being in the same space as your audience. And that's always a kick, isn't it?
Yes. One of my favorite things is meeting my levitators at shows and, you know, connecting with new levitators along the way. And it really is, you know, writing songs is incredible. Performing songs, recording them is incredible. But there's something really special about performing songs with a live audience and actually getting to meet people before and after the show.
Well, thank you so much, Eli Lev. And we are chatting with him, remember, because he's coming to Pittsburgh to Sunny Hill Live down there in Mount Lebanon. And you can find more information about the show at sunnyhill.org. And the last song I've got picked out is one that I get the sense it's really about you, written by you, about you. It's about being true to yourself. It's that song, They Say, from your EP Present Journey, which came out in 2024.
Yes, they say is my personal manifesto. You're absolutely right. It's about the advice that I got when I was young and how most of it turned out to be, let's just say, not 100% correct. How we have to find our own truth and live our own advice, especially in these days when we get bombarded with, you know, hundreds and thousands of different ways of seeing the world. It really is important to find our own space and our own truth.
Thank you so much, Eli.
Thank you, Richard. This is so cool. I appreciate the love and support. It means a lot. And yeah, keep on levitating.
Sounds like a movie I don't wanna see. They say get smart, so I can solve any problem as if they'll all go away. They say go hard, but I'm a softie deep inside, and I don't feel like hiding anymore. They say be nice, but I'd rather be kind and be there for those who are in need. They say you gotta think twice. Maybe we should think a little more about how we treat the world that we call home. They say settle down, but I ain't one for settling, so I'll just keep on chasing my dreams. They say grow up as if it's a given, but I ain't taking those pills anymore. They don't give it away, but I'll do it anyway. If they get real, but when the truth isn't valued, no one really knows how to feel. That's how it is, and that's how it's always been. But what about how it could be? Enough is enough. Too much, but I know who I am, so I don't listen to them anymore.
Listening to Davy Graham play his composition Blues for Gino from that 1980. I guess it was released in Europe in 1979. The Complete Guitarist was the name of the LP, and that'll be the musical bed while I tell you what's been going on around here lately on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots program. We just had a lovely conversation with Eli Lev. because he's coming to Pittsburgh, which is the home base for Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio. And during the course of the conversation, we heard him perform Where We Come From, There's a Light, and the last one there was They Say. Thank you so much, Eli, for spending some time with us. Really appreciate it. And now, if I push the right button, we're going to hear something from Chris Hillman's 2017 record, Biding My Time. It's going to be Pete Seeger's Bells of Rhymney.
Oh, what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Rhymney. Is there hope for the future? Say the brown bells of Merthyr. Who made the mine owner? Say the black bells of Rhondda. And who killed the miner? Say the grim bells of Rhondda. Bells of Newport. All will be well if say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so worried, sisters, why? Say the silver bells of Wye. And what will you give? Say the sad bells of Rhymney. Grace.
angels by your beds. Don't listen to the sound of rockets and missiles all around. You deserve better, sweet little ones. You deserve diamonds and pearls and the light of the sun. See the sparkling waves. Don't look at all the graves of your playmates and friends.
Our air.
daughters do what we must. Who do you love? Who do you trust?
Short, short skirts.
Orange tennis, she flirts and flirts.
Oh, that ain't right.
I know it ain't right.
No, that ain't right.
No, it sure ain't right.
You gotta find you a baby that'll treat you right. Kissing on another man.
Oh, that ain't right.
I know it ain't right.
No, that ain't right.
That sure ain't right.
You gotta find you a baby that'll treat you right.
Cause that ain't right.
They ain't right, no happy song.
Cause it's all about how she done me wrong.
Oh, that ain't right.
I know it ain't right.
No, that ain't right.
That sure ain't right.
You gotta find you a baby that'll treat you right.
Cause that ain't right.
Listen to Mary Flower play 10 Temptation Rag from her 2009 record, Bridges. Hey, Maggie from Michigan, can you learn that tuba part on the bass? All right, let me tell you about that last set of music you heard here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program. We start off with Chris Hillman doing the Bells of Rimini, the old Pete Seeger song. And that's from Chris Hillman's 2017 record, Biding My Time, which I believe was produced by the now late Tom Petty. And then Lydia Sylvia Martin. I last talked to her on the air, oh, I don't know, what, 10 years ago. She sent me an EP with three songs on called Songs for Palestine. Sent to me just a couple of weeks ago. And from that, I played Lullaby for Celine and Sela, along with Michael Ronstadt on the cello. I'll say, as we play that, I hope the peace agreement in Gaza, Palestine, and Israel manages to hold. And then from John Gorka's new record, Give Us Back Our Water. We hear Give Us Back Our Water from his new record, Unentitled. And the last thing on the set was Melissa Carper and Theo Lawrence doing Dad Ain't Right, a new single they just put out. Coming up next will be the station break. Thank you all so much. We'll be back with more great music.
DJ Firefly, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD Newark, Delaware, WUTC Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and WMCK.FM McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hey Nancy, are you sober?
I am. Are you?
Whiskey, Nancy,
all right, everybody, listen up. I got an announcement here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can't. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMX text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak on the phone, to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911 and the message. Include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website,